A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. This word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Rise up, be off to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at the wheel. Whenever the object of clay which he was making turned out badly in his hand, he tried again, making of the clay another object of whatever sort he pleased. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do to you, house of Israel, as this potter has done, says the Lord? Indeed, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, house of Israel. Sometimes I threaten to uproot and tear down and destroy a nation or a kingdom. But if that nation which I have threatened turns from its evil, I also repent of the evil which I threaten to do. The word of the Lord. Pottery making was a very familiar activity throughout the Near East, as is clearly evidenced by archaeology and all the pieces of broken pottery they found. Quite frequently in the process of throwing the clay, some defect in design, size, or structure would arise, or the clay itself would not be pure or good. The potter then squeezed the developing pot into a big mass again and recommenced his task of shaping the raw material into some other suitable container. As Jeremiah watched, he was impressed by the control which the potter exercised over the clay, and he realized that in the same way, God has absolute control over his people and will dispose their destiny according to his purposes. God had a lesson for Jeremiah through the work of the potter, and God also has a lesson for us. For about 6 months, a few years ago, I worked in a potter's shop, mixing and kneading clay, cleaning the wheels and the tools, placing a lump of clay on the wheel, and trying to create various vessels. Like the prophet, I would watch the potter transform the clay into fine works of art. Just to watch it, the process seemed fairly easy. But the reality is that it takes considerable patience and skill to fashion something beautiful out of just dirt and water. In English, we have the expression of throwing pots. I have no idea where that expression came from, but it doesn't correspond at all to what actually takes place, although sometimes when you're frustrated with the clay, you want to throw it. Usually, when I read a scripture passage about the clay and the potter, I relate to the clay, but today I understand more the work of the potter, and I would like to share some of the things that go in to making a pot. First, an unglamorous lump of mud or clay is placed in the middle of the wheel. The potter's strong hands hold and pressure it as the wheel spins. Gradually, the clay is perfectly centered and begins to rise like a pillar. God holds us in his powerful hands, gently guiding us to follow the upright way. Then the potter crushes the column of clay down and out so that it widens and thins into what he wants, a plate, a bowl, a cup, or some other object. Now the clay begins to look like something recognizable. God sometimes has to crush us, wearing us down and thinning our resources. There is always a delicate, gentle yet firm tension maintained by the hands of the potter. We, for our part, must try to be pliant. Otherwise, we are not good clay. The newly formed vessel is very fragile as it is set aside to dry and harden. The potter checks it periodically to make sure there is no warping or cracking. He may also need to smooth out any rough spots. It takes time for our souls to become accustomed to God's ways. There may be long periods of dryness or loneliness. We may feel set on the shelf of life and forgotten. Or it may seem as if everything goes wrong for us day in and day out. Living with others rubs off our rough edges. At some point, though, we and the clay may be dressed up, given some color or glaze. Then, when we think our time has finally come, we are placed into the fire or kiln, the place where the potter puts the vessel in the fire. Is strategic, high or low, near or distant, in the center or on the edge, from the hottest point, will determine the final beauty and outcome of the pot. If we can try to see our lives as being in the loving and provident hands of our Father, the potter, perhaps then we can accept the dry periods and trials, knowing that somehow it's for our welfare and future beauty and strength. Once the clay vessel is fired, it is, in a sense, set in stone. Up until this point, it can always be remodeled into something else. But once it has been through the test of fire, it has become very hard and solid and can never be remolded again. As Jeremiah learned from watching the potter, God's people are completely in his hands for care and control. For the final product to turn out well, the clay must be supple and flexible to every move of the potter creator. May we too be docile vessels in the hands of God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.